It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are you having burritos for lunch?
They're square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight, and good luck.
You know, if there was a magic wand to wave, I'd be waving it, of course. But there is no magic wand to wave right now.
Let me just remind you where we have been through, what we've been through.
Peace be with you.
Cool, boobs, awesome.
Boobies, 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 boobies. Boobies.
I don't know why that there seems
boobies,
to be
boobies, 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 boobies.
Did you spill something?
I don't. I think boobies, I did. I think boobies, I spilled a beer boobies, into the
boobies,
machines. Stop it!
Boobies, boobies, boobies,
Jesus Christ!
Boobies,
stop
boobies.
It! I'm sorry. It's short. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to remind everybody, it's our party on the 8th, the debut of the Buzz Babes, 1 week from tonight. That's 8808 at 8 p.m. Join us at the Great Chantilly Sports Bar, Bungalow Billiards, 13891 Metrotech Drive in Chantilly. Bungalow Billiards doing their best to save the wildlife with billiards brew and great food, too. We have the Buzz Babes in the hallway. We have porn star Carmen Hart here on the show.
Yes.
And now we are going to bring one of the funnier guys that I've ever heard, Mr. Brian Posehn. Let's bring him in right now. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome the star of the Devil's Rejects.
Brian.
Mr. Brian Posehn. I'll give you that nice Michael Buffer intro,
that
Brian.
That was nice. Welcome, Brian.
How are you, brother?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Are you mellow?
Yeah.
As usual.
So what is your, you do tons of radio. You work all over the country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what is your impression of our little BYOB Friday Fest with all this stuff going on simultaneously?
I was kind of surprised. You don't normally see cute girls in beer.
No,
running around.
Not
yeah,
often
yeah.
enough.
Shouldn't
no,
this be
no.
shouldn't this be a trend?
Especially
I mean,
not when I do morning shows.
Yeah, there's no fun there.
Not a ton of beer.
And that's it kind of sucks when you're doing the comedy circuit and you have to get up and do those morning shows.
Yes,
but how are
it
things?
Does.
How's everything going?
Things are good.
You look good?
Oh, thank you.
The last time I saw you was maybe a couple of nights ago. Seriously, that's why I said star of the Devil's Rejects.
Uh-huh.
The Devil's Rejects, the Rob Zombie film is on the air and you are the are you the first one to go in that? Do you get your head blown off
I'm
like
second.
Early in that
yeah,
movie?
Yeah. Pretty early.
Have you had a chance to meet Carmen Hart
yeah,
here?
Yeah,
we met
out
there. In
yeah,
the waiting room.
This is.
I was hoping you'd ask me the same questions,
like about your breasts,
how I got into porn, if I like guys or girls better,
are they real?
what did you think after you saw Striptease? Is that what got you into the business?
I wanted my $8 back, if I remember correctly.
I should mention Brian Posehn will be at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House tonight and tomorrow night.
Yes,
for
so
info,
well.
Go to arlingtondrafthouse.com. I'll just get right to it. You strike me as a guy that smokes a lot of weed.
Yeah, I don't know where you get that. You read my Wikipedia.
Yes.
And
I read about 20
that.
Different things besides Wikipedia, but
Wikipedia.
You know, you were on some show somewhere. That's all I got that you were talking about that.
Uh-huh.
Where do you line up with you know, Mr. Burbank here? He pretends that he's a newsman. Carmen, are you a little warm?
She's horribly warm.
Horribly hot.
It's very warm here in the studio. How do you feel the temperature of the studio is,
Brian's
Brian?
Getting me hot.
Well, all right.
Thanks, Brian.
Now it suddenly got hot. It was okay when I walked in, but
it's all those clothes.
I'm
going to
take
wearing.
A nap. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's very warm.
I'm
very
about
warm,
to
yeah.
take my shirt off, and this I'm seriously not just because it's radio, and normally
no.
porn stars would
mm-hmm.
probably take their shirts off. I have sweat above my lip right
I
now.
I would say the polite thing to do since this is the segment for Mr. Posehn would be to ask his permission.
Yeah.
Would it be okay with you if Carmen was to take her top off?
I'm not going to tell anybody.
Are you sure? Yeah, yeah. We don't want to offend you. I don't want you know.
I mean, the focus is completely on you right now.
I'll take my shirt off, too.
I definitely don't want to see that, but I appreciate the it is a free-for-all on BYOB Fridays. Where did you – I was talking about – oh,
there
my.
We go.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What
were
a show
we talking
we have.
About?
I don't know.
That's a cool breeze right there.
Yes, isn't that better?
Jeez. Oh,
that's
wow.
a lot better.
Are you sure
better.
The bra isn't hot? It's a dark color. It would hold the heat.
Now I just need my cabana boy with the leaf. I didn't bring him today.
Brian, you reside. You reside out in L.A.? Is that where home base is? You've been out there for a long time, haven't you? And you did the Comedians of Comedy tour with Patton.
With your little friend Patton.
Oh, boy. You know, I was watching that documentary, and you guys... As good as you were on stage, and I thought that the work on stage was fracturingly funny, and you know, you and Patton both are, I think, cut out of the same cloth. You guys are both, you just have that quirky sense of humor that comes from many hours, like in the back of a car, just doing whatever substance you need to do to actually generate this stuff. And you're both comic book nerds, and it's just, I don't dig comic books. You guys do. But I swear to God, you
make it seem cool.
The whole thing is your whole comedy is just, it's so offbeat in such a wonderful way, and that's the best way I would describe your work.
I mean, we've been friends for a lot of years, but he came out to San Francisco from here, and we instantly bonded, like on liking River's Edge and like dark things that most comics didn't talk about on stage.
Sure,
I had a River's Edge reference, and he got it, and we were like, "Oh, friends forever!"
Really what it's all about. You guys hang together because when you really get to, and we've had Patton enough times on the show, where if you really get through the, get into the inner cookie of Patton and you guys, I swear to God, I mean, I don't even know where we're talking. Dungeons, Dragons, all this. I wrote it down. There's one thing I wanted to ask you that I know nothing about. Please tell me about metal and fake metal. That's one of your big things. Now that was definitely from Wikipedia. I found that, and I said, "What? All right, so you're a metalhead.
Long time.
You love metal bands,
and then I don't like where it's gone.
And
false metal.
You think the new metal bands are like false metal, and that pisses you
off.
Which
would be an example of what? What's a new metal band?
Well, the ones that really got me mad, I did a video called Metal by Numbers, and it was basically about all these things that were making me mad, and it came from me
things
yelling
that make Brian Posehn mad.
I was yelling at Headbangers Ball, and my wife was in the other room going, "You idiot, why are you yelling at the TV?" And I was like, "Look at this garbage." And I was like, "I could do better." And she's like, "Well, do it then." And so I just wrote this ridiculous song. But it was just about like band Atreyu, that they were getting big. And it's just kind of taking all these elements from other bands and then throwing it together. And I just find it kind of false and kind of like the boy bands of metal,
You know, they say to be a good comedian, you have to have a lot of anger. And I think to do this job, as anybody would testify that was in my office right before the show, you need a lot of rage. You need a lot of rage to do this. And, you know, when you look at a guy like Patton and you guys, you know, and all of us in this studio, you know, we're not the, we're not the prom kings. It's not going to happen that way. The fact is, what makes nerds funny besides the obvious? And you've called yourself a nerd, and Patton has called himself a nerd, or maybe a gnome.
Right.
Maybe that's what Patton calls himself. Yeah. What do you think? What is it that, if you click with people, besides the obvious, what is it that makes nerds funny? Well, I love that question.
It's kind of a survival tool when you're young.
Okay, that's great.
You know, getting the jocks to be on your side. Like, I would make fun of one jock to another jock, and then that guy would be my bodyguard.
Right.
You know, would protect me from anybody else.
Like prison.
Hey, this Posehn kid. It's funny. Leave him alone, you know.
I think that's for, even if you're not a nerd, even if you're not quite the, the ultra jock, or you're not the, at least in my day, we called them the heads, that would hang out. And you weren't in the certain niche.
No.
And the comedy was something that would, it's like an open door into all groups of people, especially the older kids.
Sure.
Which I really dug a lot.
My mouth got me into trouble at first, but then kids would get it.
Because you're not a slight man. You're what, 6'6"?
Yeah, but when I was a kid, I was tall, but super skinny. I weighed nothing.
So did you, I have no idea whether this is true or not. Looking at you, did you get into any kind of sports at all? I mean, did you have that height when you were, are you like Rob Spiewak, who never threw a ball in his life?
It was like the basketball coach and the wrestling coach both lived in my neighborhood, and they would see me riding by on my bike, and they're like, "You should try out." And I'm like, "No, I should save you the time. It's not going to work out for either one of us."
So what do you do, like, when you're not hanging? I mean, the documentary showed me a little bit, but you guys are definitely touring, so you're definitely on the road all the time. What do you do when you are just chilling out? Is it truly going down to the comic book store?
Yeah.
Is that your trust? I don't
get
that.
Sadly, I have the same hobbies.
But, like, the same difference is people who love novels. Is it the same thing? Like, if the novel lovers, people who read books, is it the same thing to you to be a comic book?
Yeah, but I read regular books, too.
What?
That's
I'm one of them. I'm a reader.
What is that like?
I'm a reader.
What is reading? What is reading like?
It's real quiet.
Do you have Brian Posehn groupies? I know you're a married man. You've been married for a while, right?
Yeah, about 4 years now. Yeah.
So do you have any kind of Brian Posehn groupies?
They all look like me.
That's lucky.
Now you have...
Even the ladies.
Do you do... You've done...
Big
your
fat beards and bellies. And horrible vision.
Is your vision really that bad?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. God, it is getting warm in here.
I'm dying.
I actually have beads of sweat
God,
here.
Look, feel under my leg.
Okay.
Feel under her leg.
Look, right. I'm sweating. Oh, I'm telling you. I'm
maybe it's the skirt.
That's as close as I have ever gotten to actually doing a film.
I don't match.
Second base.
I'm serious. I'm like doing this and it's not getting any better. And
wow.
I'm going to tell you, every time I've been on radio, mm-hmm. I get offended when they come in and expect you to get undressed. Right. So I'm like, I'll do it if I want to. But mm-hmm. this is the first time.
How do we rate on that scale as far as like the politeness factor?
It's like some people bring in porn stars because they think we're idiots and we just have sex for a living. They mm-hmm. don't understand maybe the politics of it or the business sense of it.
Right.
So they just insult us from the beginning, and mm-hmm. I'll make them look stupid because
good.
I'm smart. And like people will call in and be like, what's the square root of 144? And I'm like, 12, you know,
yeah,
and then
right.
like get
yeah.
off the radio.
That's
know,
not
get off
bad there, Brian. What do you think?
Yeah, I couldn't have helped you out with that.
They really did do that. Like they want to insult
sure.
you. So
I'm
I
sorry.
In,
I was just, he just caught me. I was there is no turning away from that. I was just staring blatantly.
Well,
I was really listening.
Happens.
I was listening to about 10% of what you were saying.
Well,
I apologize.
If I do it, it's creepier because I have to peer over something to do it, which is like
and you're making the
catching
effort.
Me doing this.
Are there
that's
are right?
Awful.
I don't think
but
I'm,
you guys are cool. Like you
thank
guys
you.
Are. You're not like you're easygoing, and I'm really. Suffering over here.
Well,
so
whatever
serious.
You need. It is definitely warmer in here than it's been.
You want me to lower the lights a little bit?
I'm just curious to whether the air conditioning system is quit because it
am
does
I,
that.
Am I the only on one, though? End? Is it's, it just me?
I'm fine.
It's working, but.
It's just you and Mike, I think.
No,
Mike,
I'm, really.
Mike's not even. You're not yeah, even I'm, that? Like, yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, God. All right. I'm losing my train of thought. I'm trying to interview Mr. Posehn here, and I'm completely...
Sorry, Mr. Posehn.
That's all right.
Is it the sun lamp that's on here?
End of the French
yeah, that
fry
can't
light.
Be helping.
Are you a big... You're a big man, but you don't strike me as much of a sweater. Are you a big sweater when you're up on stage?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, look at the beard.
You,
that's
yeah,
more
yeah.
beard than you had the last time we had you on the show.
It's getting crazier.
We're going to mention again that Brian Posehn will be at Arlington Cinema and Draft House tonight and tomorrow night. Info at Arlington... DraftHouse.com. I'm terribly sorry. So the movie career consists of, for Mr. Posehn, mm-hmm. just for those of you that might want to know,
right.
he has done some really strange roles in movies like the Rob Zombie film.
Right, right.
He's also been, you've been on Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
You have also done a tremendous amount of voice work, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would be, give me the what you would think would be your most notable voice. The thing that cracked me up is when I read you were actually the voice of several Marines and some grunts in Halo 2.
Yeah. Wow.
So
no
for all the people that are going bat-ass out there playing Halo 2, this man is the voice. That's pretty pretty lucrative, isn't it?
No.
It's not? I don't know because I've never
it
done that kind
do
of voice.
It is a ton of it. I mean, it all adds up.
I auditioned one time to be a guy like that was in one of those video games, and I was so excited. And it was a legitimate casting call,
right.
and I didn't get the role. It was some, like, Scottish wizard that they wanted me to be. And I was, I don't know, I don't remember.
Give me a Scottish wizard.
You don't get a lot of coin. You don't get, like, residuals
no, you
when
do.
You do that?
Yeah, and you do, but what's great about it is how easy it is. It's, like, the easiest job.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I thought sitcom acting was easy, but voice acting is incredible. You know, you don't have to memorize anything.
Right.
It's sitting right in front of you.
Right,
so
it's right there.
All you got to be able to do is read and not smash your face into the microphone.
So not to so video games as well as animated features, right? You read your dialogue and it's just as easy. Go ahead, Rob.
You were talking about sitcoms just now. I love you on the Sarah Silverman program.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks.
And has that turned you into any sort of gay icon?
It is. It has a little. Yeah, and guys are kind of disappointed when they come up and they see the ring and they're like, no, you're married to a lady.
Do you get hit on by men because
fellas.
You played that role?
A little bit, yeah. I was kind of surprised.
How do you feel about that?
I'm fine with it.
How much improv goes on?
I like
on
Carmen like taking over the interview yeah, a little yes, bit. That's very
I'm
cool.
Sorry.
No, I think that. How do you feel?
Job.
How does that make you feel? It's almost like psychoanalysis.
More dudes than ladies. Yeah.
How much improv goes on the Silverman set? Because that show is just so funny.
A fair amount, but the scripts are great. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we'll run it the way it's written,
uh-huh.
and then we'll take
it?
Another run on it.
It's,
and,
I mean,
you know, and if you have ideas, you can tell anybody.
That's great.
I only have about 2 or 3 season tickets on my TiVo, but that's one of them.
Oh,
and
nice.
I watch it every time it's picked up. Love that show.
Now,
did some crazy new episodes that are coming on.
Of the Silverman Show?
Yeah.
Can you offer any insight at all into the breakup of Monsieur Kimmel and Sarah? I mean, what was the deal?
I'm
Everybody
really
thought that
close
was going to...
Sarah.
That was a dream couple out there in Hollywood for modern people.
It was surprising to me. I mean, I saw her as she was starting to go through it, and I was shocked when it started to happen.
Is Silverman the dumpy or the dumper?
I think it was Mutual.
Mutual. Yeah, yeah, you know, yeah. Everybody saw that incredibly hysterical video that she did with Matt Damon, and then that that all happened.
I think that's what it was. She actually was effing Matt Damon.
I knew it.
It was really true.
Yeah, please leak that into
and the comedy bit
the Gawker
was,
or whatever.
That was just a complete ruse to cover it up. She is Sarah Silverman. I we had Judy Tenuta on the show a few weeks ago, and I said to her, she's similar in that with Sarah Silverman, you think you're going to laugh, but also you think she's going to stab you in the heart with an ice pick. She's a dangerous comedian, which is amazing, and you don't see that in a lot of female comedians. And you know,
she's fearless.
I know she's fearless on stage. I've never seen anybody as fearless. And this really would be a jibe question if it wasn't Sarah Silverman. But I have to ask you, behind the scenes, what type of personality are we dealing with? Because I don't know what you're getting. When you see Sarah Silverman, I'm just, I will watch her, and I'm sitting 3,000 miles away watching a television, and I'm scared of her.
No, she's like one of the sweetest girls I know. I mean, she's one of my oldest friends, and she's just sweet and really funny, but it's like being with one of the guys. It always has been with her, you know, like she'll laugh
she
at the same
anything.
Stuff that other male comics will laugh at behind the scenes. I mean, we comics say anything when, you know, when we're not on stage.
Like, the aristocrats.
There's no taboos and that kind of thing, and she doesn't. She doesn't ever get offended or, you know, she'll top you.
That's why she's so sexy, Mike, because she'll say anything.
You see, she is sexy.
She is. She is so funny and so fearless.
What do you think of Sarah Silverman, Carmen?
I actually met her once at a...
Would you do her?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Does she look good? Yes. Is she a woman?
You shouldn't have to think about it that hard. Yeah.
And I've got to admit, I didn't know what to think of her either. It was, she did a little stand-up comedy bit at the Spider Club in Los Angeles. And it was a red carpet event for, like, the girls that do the show, Suicide Girls. Yeah, and I thought she was absolutely hilarious, but we took a picture together, and in the picture, she's standing next to me like a statue, and she's just peering over at me. I'm like, I don't know what to think here.
So you would do Sarah Silverman. Would you do Jimmy Kimmel?
Who's Jimmy Kimmel?
Exactly.
Hey, there you go. All right, three quick questions for Mr. Posehn. We're going to let him go because we know you have to get out of here. Kirk, you have a question for Brian Posehn.
Hi, Brian. Great fan. Big fan, sorry, of yours. Since you're
a great fan, too. Yeah.
Bravo, baby. Go ahead, Kirk.
The problem is Rob just actually touched on it. I watched Jesus.
Hello?
Oh, we lost him.
Oh.
We'll never know what I touched.
What a shame. He was so excited.
He turned into a robot
perhaps
and ran away.
He was a great fan. Let's go to Dave from Fairfax, Virginia. You got a question for Brian Posehn.
Maybe the best.
Yeah, hey, Brian, number one fan.
Hey.
Brian, I got to tell you, both of these first two guys are like,
hey, how are you? I just want to make real sure.
Go ahead, Dave. I'm just busting your balls. Go ahead.
No problem. Hey, I'm a big Seinfeld junkie, man, and I don't recall the episode you were in. Can you refresh my memory?
Yeah, it was the final season, and it was when Kramer was testing or he was helping out med students at NYU.
Oh, you had the sponge.
I had a sponge left in me.
I remember that.
And he had to pretend he had gonorrhea, and he wasn't happy about it.
There you go. Now you know it. Let's go to Joe in Arlington, Virginia. Hello, Joe. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you. First off,
you are melting my radio.
Oh, thank you.
She's melting the studio, too. That's for sure.
I bet she is. Right. I do have a question for Brian. Brian, you guys are talking about the Sarah Silverman program. I love that show. One of the funniest things I've ever seen on television is that episode with Dr. Pepper.
Oh, Tab, you mean?
I'm sorry, Tab, right?
Yeah.
I got a trivia question for you about Tab.
Uh-huh.
Give me the comedian that likes warm Tab before every one of his shows.
Bobcat Goldthwait.
There we go. Give the man a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt. Winner.
And, you know, also, I know Brian's time is limited, but we would be remiss if we didn't offer him an opportunity a shout-out to his great hometown. Sacramento, California.
Oh, I forgot. All right, hold on. Hey, Joe, thank you very much for the question.
Sacramento born.
What the hell did you do growing up in that town?
And how did
you
get out?
That's where I went to college. I grew up in...
You chose to go there?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, Brian?
My grandfather lived there, and it was cheap. Or free. Yeah.
That is a
good answer. And I will ask you, how is your buddy Patton Oswalt doing?
He's good. Real well.
He's doing very well. You guys going to do any touring together at all in the near future?
We're done with Comedians of Comedy for a while, and I'm doing a lot of touring on my own, and I know he's... busy doing his stuff.
Well, you guys together are great. You're great on your own.
And we have a lot of fun when we're out.
What is the next? That you're so many. You're into so many different things as far as on screen, off screen, voiceover. What's the next thing? I know there's a project that's just out or it's coming out for you as 2008. I forgot what the name of it was.
Well, I'm in Rob Zombie's next movie, El Super Beasto.
That's the one. Wait, what is the name of it again?
El Super Beasto.
El Super Beasto.
Is that a Spanish movie?
No, I play a horny robot. Totally against casting or with casting.
Good. El Super Beasto.
A lot of Adult Swim stuff. I'm on Aqua Teen Hunger Force coming up, and Tim and Eric, and a new season of Sarah comes on in October.
Very awesome. Good. Awesome. I'm sorry you can't hang and get loaded with us here on BYOB Friday.
Yeah, me too.
Come back.
Yeah.
We want to thank Brian Posehn. Once again, go out to the Cinema and Draft House in Arlington tonight and tomorrow night. ArlingtonDraftHouse.com. You're a good man. Say hi to Patton when you see him.
I will, sir.
Thank you, Brian Posehn. Right. We'll come back more. Carmen, can you stay through the next segment, please?
Sure.
Very good. We're going to bring Big O and Dukes, our midday guys, in here for BYOB Friday, and I believe all of the Buzz Babes simultaneously.
Yay. Excellent.
Wow.
So,
do I have to go?
I know. Just count on me losing total control of the show when we come back from this commercial break.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.